This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 129 for Wednesday, November 3rd. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was weaker Wednesday morning, backing away from contract highs as traders took profits. Canola down $1 to $6, January down $3.20 at $987.60 per ton. Losses in Chicago soy oil futures put spillover pressure on canola. European rapeseed futures were also down overnight, although Malaysian palm oil did move higher. Tight supplies and the need to ration demand remained supportive, but canola is already looking expensive at current price levels. The Canadian dollar is slightly weaker in early trade, and that's also a bit supportive. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures are all lower, as weakness in crude oil and broad strength in the U.S. dollar ahead of a policy announcement from the Federal Reserve weighed on prices across the board. Soybeans down 5 cents in the November contract at $12.38 per bushel. The more active January down 4 cents at $12.52 per bushel. Forecasts calling for relatively favorable harvest weather contributed to the declines in beans, with only about a fifth of the U.S. harvest left to go. Ideas that yields ended up a bit better than earlier expectations were also bearish, with some positioning ahead of next week's updated supply-demand estimates from the USDA. Argentina's Buenos Aires Grain Exchange released production estimates for that country that came in well below what the USDA is currently projecting, and that was somewhat supportive. Corn, also pressured lower by the good U.S. harvest weather today, the December contract down 5 cents at $5.67 per bushel. U.S. corn yields may also be revised higher in next week's report. Losses in wheat put spillover pressure on corn. Wheat, it was due for a correction after recent strength. The largest losses in Minneapolis spring wheat, down 16 cents in December at $10.59 per bushel. Kansas City down 8 cents in the December contract at $7.89 per bushel, and Chicago wheat down 9 cents in December at $7.82 per bushel. U.S. wheat is thought to be looking overpriced on the global market, as the country has missed out on some recent tenders. However, ongoing concerns about tight supplies of higher quality wheat did remain supportive underneath the market. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, November 3rd. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.